FM 90.3 WJTL Lies Dumber of the City Harmonic with Enough. Before that, Audio Adrenaline, Kings and Queens. Good morning at 7:19.
Your weather forecast for today, patchy fog this morning, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 80 today. Mostly cloudy for our overnight. There is a chance of a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm with a low of 52. Tomorrow, we're looking towards a winning Wednesday with partly sunny skies. Maybe a stray shower. We'll have to wait and see. High of 70. Currently, again, it is foggy and 58.
This morning, our special guest, Stephanie Ulrich, is with us. She's with Sparrow Place. Her dad, Ron, is here. We're enjoying spending time with them and enjoying, you said you surprised your dad for his 60th birthday, which is tomorrow, Sunday, after church, right?
Yes, we did. He's the pastor of my church. We had a big party there. The whole church was there and a whole bunch of guests.
That's
it was
pretty
really
great.
Fun.
Pretty awesome. Sparrow Place is trying to impact those who have been affected by human trafficking. And I think the first thing is that probably people find it hard to believe that here in central Pennsylvania that it happens.
Definitely. Yeah, we hear that all the time, that people just think it's in other countries or in other big cities. It can't be right here in rural Pennsylvania. It can't be, but it is.
What are some things that our listeners can do to help offset what's going on?
Sure. Yeah. I think the more we learn about trafficking, the more we can recognize it. And when trafficking is seen, it can't hide. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. Trafficking hides, so people don't know it's there. It can thrive. But the more that we learn about the signs of trafficking, and the more that we try, trafficking thrives on vulnerability. When people are vulnerable, they're trafficked. So if we support one another, if we have a place where we can go to talk, if we have somebody there to build people up, if we alleviate those vulnerabilities, that prevents people from being trafficked.
One thing that you guys are trying to do at Sparrow Place is to make a home where folks who have been impacted by it could stay. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Definitely, yes. So we want to have a house for like 6 to 8 women from 18 to 40 to stay and their healing process as they come out of this trauma to heal and learn to live again, really. And it may sound crazy, but if anybody has a house and you want to give it to us, we're looking for something outside of the city in a comfortable environment. Just let us know. Go to our website if you have somewhere.
And you're looking in specifically York County.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of our work is in Southern York, but anywhere in York, we just want to get outside of the city.
Crazier things have happened,
yeah,
Stephanie.
Definitely.
Now, folks want to support you. They can visit you online too.
Yes. Yeah. Sparrowplace.org.
Or they could come to your event in September. This sounds like a cool event. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so on September 7th, we have an event called Dress for Freedom. It's our second annual. We're on Monday starting to collect gently used dresses and purses from everywhere. You can go to, there's a Facebook, Dress for Freedom, where you can see different drop-off locations we're going to have. And then on September 7th, we have a huge event where we sell these dresses and the money goes to support Sparrow Place. It's a really fun event. People had a great time last year, so you can go get a inexpensive dress for homecoming, for an event you have coming up, just for fun, and you can support Sparrow Place that way.
Dress for Freedom is coming up September the 7th. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Grace Church in Shrewsbury.
Grace Church at Shrewsbury. Can folks get all the details they need for donating at the website?
Yes, yeah, and also at our Dress for Freedom Facebook page.
Very cool. Yeah. Dress for Freedom. Go to Facebook, type that in, or you can go to sparrowplace.org. Stephanie and Ron, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we loved having you, and we wish you a lot of success.
Thank you so much.
Chris August, back to music. This is The Maker.